There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Alex Hoban, winner of Series 1 of Channel 4's The Circle, and this is Episode 8 of Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. Each episode, we indulge in some dishonest fun with a panel of celebrities, comedians, and experts as we explore the light and the shade of human interaction. Spoiler alert, if you haven't been watching Season 3 of The Circle, then go and watch it right now on all four first before we give the game away. Trust plays a massive part in The Circle. Trusting the right people can keep you in the game, but trusting the wrong people can easily lead to the much feared B word, blocked. But why is trust so important in forming bonds, and why do we trust some people more than others? Here to answer these questions and hoping to win over your trust, we have DJ, Radio 1 Extra presenter and model, Snoochie Shy. Welcome, how are you doing today?
Hello, Wagwan. I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Also with us, we have Season 2 Circler, Tim Wilson, who once described himself as a cross between Santa Claus and Mrs. Doubtfire. Welcome, Tim. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing very well. Also, oh, I probably should say, oh, hello, puppets.
Just sound like my favourite film ever in the entire world, by the way, just saying.
I can do the whole soundtrack. You just switch it on mute and put me in the room.
We'll save that one for another time. And lastly, someone who we have complete trust in is our returning psychologist, Alex Kwiatkowski. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and I love the fact that you trust me. I could have been lying this whole time, but to be fair, I am amongst seasoned liars. So perhaps you figured me out already.
Okay, so we kick off every time, guys, the same way. We have a little game. Basically, what I ask you guys to do is to each give me a fact about yourself. It could be true, it could be false, and I have to use my acquired circle knowledge to guess whether it's true or false. And I get to ask you one question to qualify it. So we start with Tim. Hit me with your fact.
My fact is that I have a rap history.
Okay. My one question to you is, could you please give us a verse, Tim?
Oh, God, no. It's a language I don't know.
It's secret, Alex.
No. I did some work with a Russian rapper called Aksimiron.
Wow.
For his first LP. I don't call them LPs now, do you? I don't know what it's called. But I do think it's wonderful that rap, you see, when you break it down, it's an acronym, which is about rhyme and poetry. And I think the Russians really do intelligent, interesting rap. There's a lot of swearing, too.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's very impressive. And because of the detail you went into there, so I'm gonna sense that that's true.
It is entirely true, yeah.
I knew it would be. You've done many things in your life, Tim, and that is one of probably the most impressive.
I was actually really hoping that it was false, just given how much detail you were given. I was like, whoa. Yeah, if you had just spun that up, I would have been very, very impressed.
Snoochie, give me your fact.
All right, something about me that could be true or could be false. I shat myself in a park.
I'm sorry. If this is true,
start
I'm
off how we mean to
laughing.
Go on.
Okay. Oh, where do I start with the questions on that?
It's the range, really.
Okay. What time of day was this?
It was around 3 in the afternoon, from what I can remember.
So daylight, no matter what the season.
Daylight, yeah.
What was the escape plan? What was the strategy to get out of there without...
there was not really any escape plan, because when you have to go, you have to go. And if there's no toilet for miles, then you've just, you know, and your mum's not really made the best picnic food, then you can't control your bowel movements. Do you know what I mean? So it just gets like that, really.
I don't think you would throw your mum under the bus like that. So I think that's false.
No, it's actually true. When when I was 10 years old, I was 10, by the way, guys, just letting everyone know I was 10. But there was no toilet for miles, and I had like an allergic reaction to the food that my mum gave me for the picnic, and I had to go. So, yeah, that was 10 years old me.
Always useful to carry an extra sock.
Exactly. I think, you know, I might start doing that now.
Tim's spitting facts there.
Exactly.
Alex, this is your one of many times that you've played this game. Have you got any facts left for us?
Trying to think if I have anything else that's not that is true or that is false. I was born in Petaling Jaya, Malaysia.
I don't know anything about Malaysia to qualify this.
And for the record, every time I go to border control with my passport, with my British passport, my American accent, my Polish spelled name, and my birthplace, Malaysia, I get pulled to the side.
Something's fishy there, yeah. I'm going to say, based on the only way I'm going to base this off is all of the rest of your answers have been true from what I can remember. So this must be true too.
That is a very, very smart way. That's a really, really good way to gauge whether somebody is telling the truth. Unfortunately, I am not a consummate liar. It is. No, you were right.
Oh, it is. Oh, thank God.
It is. You got it. But no, that's like a really good way of, that's an excellent way of guessing if somebody's telling the truth when you don't know whether what they're saying is the truth. Have they told the truth before?
That leads us nicely into the main part of the show when we talk about trust, right? So, Alex, I wanted to start with you today and to think about how important is trust in forming relationships with people?
It's so important. I mean, we gauge trust in so many different ways. Like, we get gut reactions about whether or not we can trust people on the basis of things like whether they're dressed like us, right? Or they talk like us. Or, you know, there's all different kinds of ways these first impressions that we've talked about before in this podcast really allow us to establish whether we can trust somebody. And, you know, obviously there's different degrees of trust. Are you going to trust them to do a business transaction? Are you going to trust them to get you out of a building if it's on fire? Are you going to trust them to not, like, stab you as you pass them in the street? There's a variety of different contexts in which you want to trust somebody. But in general, it's essential if you want to build on a relationship in the future that you have trust at the start.
Snoochie, with Slide Into My Podcast, your podcast about interacting with people online, you talk a lot about social media and trust, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever trusted anyone that slid into your DMs? And do you have any stories about that?
Well, I always say to Slide Into My Podcast that when you are DMing someone anyway on the internet and you're saying comments to them, or you're wanting to take them out on a date, for instance, you need to not have a private profile, and you need to have at least like a display picture as well. Do you know what I mean? Because you can get a lot of like DMs from accounts that are just private. They've got like a black screen. You don't even know what they look like. And they're like, can I take you on a date? And it's like, I don't even know. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're coming from. Do you know what I mean? So that's the advice I always give. But off of social media, I'm like an energy person. So I just guide myself via energy. If I feel like our chakras are aligning or whatever, then I'm there. Do you know what I mean? But it's also eye contact as well. I feel like you can tell the truth if someone's talking to you and they keep, sometimes it could be to do with shyness. But when it comes to the serious, like, did you see that girl the other day? Mm. And they're looking down to the floor and stuff. I know you've seen that girl. You cheated. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah. It's
eye contact for me as well. But yeah, definitely when it comes to online, have an open profile if you're trying to approach a stranger and want to take them on the date. Also for safety reasons. Do you know what I mean?
For sure. And Tim, with your eclectic background, how have you found sort of when you first meet people developing that level of trust? How do you approach it?
Well, it's interesting. Certainly as a... As an academic, as a professor, and working in a number of different countries, I've learned to be extremely cautious about what people say. Half the time because I don't understand it, or I got bored halfway through anyway. So I put most of my energy into looking at body language and sort of trying to get a vibe off the person, trying to see if there's some sort of consistency. whether or not I like somebody. I'm generally easily swayed. I think there's a lot about projecting kindness, and I want to project my trust onto people. So I'm often disappointed. Often people don't quite live up to my expectations. But yes, I think one has to be extremely careful about the words people say, which people construct their own understanding of that. And you need to look. There's a lot to be said for looking at the whites of people's eyes.
Yeah, I think that when you talk about like the online space and you talk about the world of words, I think that's such an important thing to remember. But there's also a lot of really interesting research out there, particularly in the early days of the internet when everything was completely text-based, about different indicators of whether or not somebody was trustworthy. One of them, and this still boggles me, one of them is how many spelling errors they make. Right? If somebody makes more spelling errors, people rate them as less trustworthy. If they type really quickly, they rate them as more trustworthy than less trustworthy. So even in a world in which all we have are words, we're still looking for these indicators of trust so that we know whether this invisible person on the other side of the screen is somebody that we should continue to invest in. For friendship or otherwise.
Tim, have you ever? You're on all social media apps, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No, I think I'm vaguely on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram. That's about it. And I've sort of run shy of Facebook.
How have you found that?
One of the problems I've got with the whole of the social media thing is when I access them through my phone has got this sort of magic thing which changes my spelling. And so if I go back to Alex's point. What I end up typing is a pile of gobbledygook. Great American word, by the way. And it's just rubbish because it keeps trying to anticipate what I'm going to say. Of course, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to use a much more interesting word like but or can or whatever. I mean, that's a but with one T, by the way. And But the other thing I'd say about social media is, although I said you want to have some eye contact, actually, there's something to be said for just simply closing your eyes and just feeling what's going on. And you get a lot from that sense. Can you occupy the same space as somebody else? You can feel the vibes. It doesn't matter how far removed you are. Words are my life and they're my business. So I think my personal communication should act on something else. And I think, you know, cats can look longingly into your eyes and you think, I understand everything you're saying. So human beings should be able to do the same sort of thing. And they don't even need to look into your eyes. My cats seem to spend a lot of time looking at each other's bottoms.
just look into my arse.
Here's a question for you cat lovers, because I have a dog and you guys have got cats. Can you ever trust your cat?
Absolutely. 100%. Did you see how quickly I jumped in there? Oh, yes.
Me and Tim hesitated.
Having had both creatures. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can trust my cats. I like my cats. I would love to. I spend time with them. But would I rely on them if the house were burning down? No, they rely on me. We know where the chain of command goes.
Snoochie, talk to me about your cat.
Yeah, no, obviously I love Magnum, do you know what I mean? That is my babe. He's got a water fountain to drink out of. He's got a cat climber. He's got everything. He's got his own bling bling collar. But in terms of trusting him, no, he thinks that he runs this house and I just live in here rent free. He is the boss of this household. And also, if I was to pass out on the floor, God forbid, he'd probably eat my own body. So, no, I don't think I do trust
that's what
Magnum
I'm saying.
Like that.
But here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. You guys can trust that that's going to happen. Right?
Well, that's
you can
true,
trust
actually.
That they're in charge. You can trust that they'll be like, oh, yeah, you've been gone for 7 days. Whatever, where's my food? You can trust that, right? And that's all you need. That's all you need. Whereas with dogs, they're completely mysterious. They like you, they don't like you. They like you, they don't like. Cats, you always know that they don't care.
Oh, no. No, they care.
My cat loves me.
They care. All animals care. That's the whole point. You've got this relationship with another being.
Except a goldfish.
I could have a relationship with a goldfish.
They don't remember anything after like 7 seconds, so that'll be the spam.
You get a fresh start every interaction.
Yeah,
it would be like
sort of talking to myself and in so many ways. You know, I barely have the memory of a goldfish as it is. So friend.
Snoochie, my question to you is, have you ever found somebody that's not trustworthy in your DMs?
Not even just my DMs, on my phone, on my actual phone. I regret giving the number, but I guess you don't know until you experience it. But I would say someone for me that only just wants to text me, but is weird, doesn't want to speak on the phone or doesn't really want to, is inconsistent when it comes to like meeting up and things like that. I then start to think, okay, cool, you're a little bit untrustworthy here, because again, you can really plan what you say when you write texts and stuff, and you can, it's like a false conversation. Like, I don't believe the conversation over text as well. I don't know. It is a weird one, but I just prefer real life meeting up and then speaking on the phone as well. That is it for me. Also, my love language back in the day used to be words of affirmation. I'm glad to say we've finally moved on from that now, and it's actually quality time. So, yeah, because I was getting into a lot of bad relationships when it was words of affirmation and meeting untrustworthy people. But now we move. So, yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
And let's have a listen to a clip. In this clip, the players are deciding who to appoint as the blocker. The blocker will decide who goes and who stays in the circle. And this is out of Tally and Dorothy, who is an old woman being played by Scott.
Obviously, in an ideal world, it would just straight up be Manrika, but I feel like people won't nominate Manrika. I don't know why. People might trust Andy's judgment. I think I'm on Andy's good side.
I really hope they pick Andy. For some reason, I just think Andy's got my back.
Mad situation to be in.
So, Vithen, who would you like to appoint the blocker?
I think I'll have to go with Andy. Because he's the most popular in the game, so it will be the least kind of controversial thing I can do. Circle message, Andy.
Andy, yes!
Yes, Andy.
I mean, I appreciate the love, Vithen. You obviously trust me.
So clearly there, Tally thinks that Andy's got her back, but what actually happens is Andy ends up blocking Tally. Alex, how could Tally have got this so wrong?
Well, it's pretty easy. You build up a picture, don't you? You know, and we were talking earlier about, like, trusting cats. You know, like, we know how they're going to respond, right? And if I had a cat that just turned around and did something completely different than what was I expected to be cat-like, then that would completely take me by surprise. Because in my consciousness, there's no way I can imagine that that would happen.
Snoochie, have you ever misplaced your trust in someone like they have on the clip there?
I dated a guy and it was quite like a tight-knit friendship group. And I was like best mates with his best mates as well. And he told us that he was half Portuguese and he could speak Portuguese and stuff. So normally when we was in the house and stuff, if he was angry, he would speak Portuguese. Obviously, we didn't understand it because we don't speak Portuguese. Anyway, I was with him for a year and we was out We was outside a club one day and he was just speaking Portuguese, going off again. And then a couple came up to us, me and the friendship group as well, and asked him what language he was speaking. And he said Portuguese. And then they said, no, we're Portuguese. We don't know what you're saying. So it actually turned out that for the entire year, he was lying about him being half Portuguese, and whatever language he was speaking was not Portuguese. So I don't know who was actually the bigger idiot. I don't know if it was us. We actually believe he was actually speaking Portuguese.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So now I'm going to do Google Translate anytime someone tells me that they can speak a language, just so I'm making sure.
That's incredible. It's the ranting that cracks me up, the fact that he's just going off his angry streak and just speaking gobbledygook.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he had changed his last name as well to a Portuguese name as well.
That's levels.
How exotic. Obrigado.
I was going to ask you, Tim, who did you trust the most in the circle and why?
Well, I trusted Cy, absolutely. Woody. And that was probably about it. I was terribly trusting of Cy. And I don't think many of the conversations I had with Cy made it to the programme because they were a little niche. We were both brought up in the country, so we could both talk about Massey Ferguson tractors, combine harvesters, and cow poo. then I trusted James. Not what he said. I knew he was fake. But I trusted that there was an emotional rapport there that was incredibly deep.
What's your thoughts on this season? Do you think there's going to be a catfish winner or a normal one?
I'm quite convinced that we need a game to be won by you won as a boy pretending to be a girl. I think we need a game to be won by a girl pretending to be a boy. And I strongly suspect it's going to be someone like Natalia - Felix. That's my prediction. There we are.
What about you, Alex?
Yeah, I think that would be really interesting. I mean, because then it does just it gives us more data about what we think people of the of different genders are like, doesn't it? And how well some people can read that and then reinterpret that and put it out there in a way that other people believe. It's really interesting. That'd be great.
And you, Snoochie, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll go with that as well. Let's flip the tables, do you know what I mean? Shake the room a bit. So Natalia, Felix, for the win. We are here for that.
You heard it here first, guys. That's a prediction. My prediction, I think Vithen. I'm still Team Vithen from the beginning.
I like Vithen too.
Vithen's cool. He's cute.
Right, guys, that's almost all we've got time for. So that just leaves me to thank my brilliant guests, Snoochie Shy, Tim and Alex. And thank you so much for joining me today on Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. New episodes will be dropping on you like Circle alerts, so make sure you keep updated by following, and also let us know if you're enjoying it by leaving us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Of course, the rest of the Circle Series 3 is going out on Channel 4 all this week, and the next time I see you, we'll be exploring the crazy, crazy world of influencers. Thanks so much, guys. See you soon.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.